Today's podcast is brought to you by the Gen 40 Heater. Reduce your heating bills today and save $50 with code word HOWIEDEAL. To order, go to EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Governor Cuomo called me the next day at 8 p.m. while I was about to bathe my kids. I was with my wife. And for 10 minutes, he berated me. He yelled at me. He told me that, you know, my career will be over. He's been biting his tongue for months against me.
Cuomo?
I guess I'll play Cuomo.
A man become preeminent. He's expected to have enthusiasms. What am I? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy?
It's the people died.
And I had tonight to issue a new statement essentially asking me to lie.
But if he said a thing like that, he's just a bad guy. You know, what can you do?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
He seems like a very, like he's a real New York governor.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
All these governors, the wheels are coming off all of these erstwhile media heroes. Wolf in Pennsylvania, too. Pritzker is blaming everybody else in Illinois. And, of course, the one we really want to get to right off the bat here is Charlie Parker and his vaccine fiasco here. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, 844-500-4242. We'll take a lot of calls here in the early going as we get moving along here. And I just wanted to say, first of all, though, about I wanted to talk about this thing. I just can't imagine how bad it is. I'm getting all these emails and texts from people I know in Massachusetts. As you know, the eligibility to get the vaccination in Massachusetts was lowered yesterday to people over 65, people between the ages of 65 and 74. And that basically doubled the number of people that were eligible. So they set up a new website. But being that it was set up by hacks, who, as I was just telling Grace, were too busy checking the size of turkeys you were buying and setting up snitch lines to report people who weren't wearing masks or who were having Super Bowl parties. They didn't have time, apparently, to set up a vaccination sign-up website that worked. So as soon as the website went up, it immediately crashed and burned. Immediately. And instead of a place to sign up to get a vaccination, an octopus appeared on the screen. Not only an octopus and a question mark. We should put that up on the website, Taylor, by the way, that screen save, the octopus. It's, Bill Weld used to call hacks walruses. Now we should call them octopi in the Parker administration. I mean, what a disaster. The state's new vaccine portal, vaxfinder.mass.gov, crashed this morning as 1 million people newly eligible for shots clamored for appointments. A message stating, "This application crashed," and an image of an octopus and a question mark greeted visitors amid the crush of people attempting to find shots at Fenway Park, Gillette Stadium, and elsewhere. This is from the Herald this morning. For some, the website would appear to briefly show scheduling availability only to crash again moments later, creating a sense of deja vu from the technical glitches in fully booked calendars that had plagued signups for those 75 and older just days ago. By 11:30 a.m., all appointments for mass vaccination sites in Springfield, Danvers, Natick, and Dartmouth were booked for the next week, but Governor Charlie Parker said 50,000 more appointments would become available throughout the day on Thursday as the website gets back online. Do you notice some areas missing from the place where you can get the mass vaccination shots? How about Cape Cod? How about Barnstable County? Why is there nothing down there? You know, I mean, they shouldn't get favored treatment, but they shouldn't get the bum's rush either. It's a long way to go, from the Cape to Dartmouth. You know, there's not really a direct line, right? It's doable, but a lot of these people are extremely old. Oh, my hair's on fire about the whole thing. Oh no, let me read this. Let me do Charlie Parker's voice. My hair's on fire about the whole thing. I can't even begin to tell you how pissed off I am, and people are working really hard to get it fixed. Did you take anybody off the turkey patrol at the supermarkets? Did you dismantle any of the multiple snitch lines to get somebody working on fixing the site? God, what a buffoon. A COVID-19 command center spokeswoman. Now there's the command center. This is the command center? They couldn't run a one-car funeral. A command center spokeswoman blamed the technical difficulties on extremely high traffic on the state VaxFinder website. Again, I just told Grace, they've spent a year trying to scare the bejesus out of everybody who's foolish enough to watch those daily press conferences where he's... You better not go outside without a mask or you'll die. And so then he gives them something so they won't die. And he can't believe the website has crashed because people don't want to die.
My hair's on fire about the whole thing. I can't even begin to tell you how pissed off I am. And people are working really hard to get it fixed. And we know how important it is for people to have it fixed and to be able to access all those new appointments that went up on it. There are about 20,000 appointments at Danvers and Bristol and in Dartmouth and in Springfield that went up that have been filled. There are another 50,000, however, that haven't gone up yet because they need to go up when the site gets fixed. And
I know a doctor. He's a really smart guy, a physician. Not a Dr. Jill, a real doctor. And he spent a long time trying to get an appointment in Springfield. And he lives in Brookline. And he spent all this time setting it up. And then as soon as he thought he was about to like hit the button and get the appointment, they said, sorry, nothing available. But when it started, they said, oh, there's plenty of slots available in Springfield. And again, this is classic Massachusetts hackerama. All these people, they have not missed a single paycheck. A lot of them have gotten pay raises throughout this whole thing. What the hell have they been doing? And now the governor goes on one of these talk shows on NPR, National Panhandler Radio.
My hair's on fire about the whole thing. I can't even begin to tell you how pissed off I am.
You're pissed off? How about all the people you put out of work? And now they can't even get a vaccination. What the hell have you been doing? What has pay to play been doing? How much money have you taken from the nursing homes? You're still getting money from all those assistant clerk magistrates that you're giving jobs, judgeships to, even though the judges are working about 1 week a season. God. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. 508. My 85-year-old mother-in-law from Falmouth had to be at Gillette Center at 10 a.m. 2 days ago. It's outrageous. Where are the Cape delegation hacks pushing for the Cape to have some sites? Yeah. Jay from Chelsea. How to get people down the Cape registered for vaccination? Build a high-speed rail. Jay, are you channeling Deval Patrick? Remember his high-speed rail? But that was from Fall River in New Bedford, right? So that you'd still have to... You'd still have to get over to Dartmouth. Maybe if you want to get back to Boston, you could take the high-speed rail from Bristol County. But it's still a problem. This, what a disaster this is. 844-500-4242. Obviously, the scenario work that we did didn't adequately prepare the site from when 8 o'clock rolled around. Considering it crashed in 2 minutes, you think that's a good analysis? Governor Parker? Obviously, the scenario didn't prepare. What a dope. What have I been telling you? Is he still the most popular governor in America? We all knew it. What about our neighbors? What about all the old people? Oh, he's doing a great job. He shut the entire state down. Oh, yeah. There's no businesses left in my downtown area. I haven't seen my grandkids in 9 months. He's doing a fantastic job. What do you think now, Granny and Gramps? 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. My friends at Eden Pure have done it again. You can get the Thunderstorm Air Purifier at the lowest price offered to my listeners. With code word Howie, the Thunderstorm is available for under $90 and shipping is free. This New Year's sale is for 1 week only and while supplies last. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor. This could be pet odor, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell lingering in your basement.
The best part about the Thunderstorm, Howie, besides the fact that no filters are needed, is that nobody knows that you have it. They walk into your house, there are no remarkable, outstanding smells. And I would dare people to find an air purifier in the room because the thing's so small.
It smells clean, though. That's the thing. But you can't really identify it. You know, it's just a clean outdoor smell rather than whatever has been bugging you and your fellow residents of the house. All right. I've seen no filters are needed. I've seen comparable units that retail for more than $600 in doctor's offices. And I ask myself, why didn't they order the Thunderstorm? It takes up no floor space, as you can see, and it's quiet. Take advantage of this 1 week only sale and experience for yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Eight four four 500-4242. Would you really trust these people to put a needle in your arm, says 774. I never would or will. Did Charlie Parker use the same web designer that Obama used for Obamacare rollout? I don't think RomneyCare rollout had a very good start either, did it? Here's a good one, 917. I'm not sure, but I'm willing to bet the site crashing has something to do with either climate change or white supremacy. Or Donald J. Trump. That's all I would add to that trenchant observation. How'd you like to keep an extra $961 a year in your pocket? That's how much Gabby customers save per year on average on car and home insurance. See how much Gabby can save you at Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who do you believe, Ron Kim or Andrew Cuomo?
I absolutely believe Ron Kim, the rep, the assemblyman from Queens.
98% believe him.
I wish you'd just show. I just wish you'd have a press conference. And say, here's my cell phone. You want to see these five messages that when the governor was trying to call me on Saturday to harangue me and threaten me. This is the kind of thing you can show to a judge when you go into court and try to get a restraining order, a 209A. You know. That's a classic sign of stalking, when someone keeps calling you over and over again when you don't want to talk to them and is threatening you. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Hi. How you doing today, you guys?
Good.
You know, I would say this is Dave the Pipe Fitter. I've spoken with you before. I would say that the same guys who designed the unemployment website are the ones.
Good point. Good point.
I will also say this. Now, I'm not a genius. I'm a plumber by trade, all right? But I would say we should load some people into Sprinter minivans and send them out with the vaccine. We certainly know where everybody lives, and if you're over the age of 75 in the community, we should be able to find you and give you a shot at your house instead of making you drive to you know, Fenway Park, so that it's all about that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. How about all these people that are still on the payroll at Massport, the court systems, the University of Massachusetts, all these places that are shut down, basically? How about all the people that are in the town halls and the city halls who haven't gone to work in almost a year now, some of them? Why don't we at least have them driving healthcare professionals out to these houses? That's a good idea, Dave. And you're right. That's been all kind of overlooked, that the unemployment website is a disaster as well. I mean, they haven't handled anything, whether which from the nursing homes to these insane lockdowns that don't make any sense, to keeping many of the schools closed, to not laying anybody off, and now this. This is just the latest disaster. Thanks for the call, Dave. That's a good suggestion. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, it's absolutely atrocious. I spent hours this morning trying to schedule an appointment. I was successful, but absolutely infuriating, frustrating experience. It's like eight steps you got to get through to actually get your appointment, scheduled and get a confirmation email. I can't even tell you how many times I have to go about step three and excite the crash, have to start all over again.
How long did it take you altogether, Steve? How long did it take you altogether?
It was at least three hours. And I'm a tech. I'm in my late 40s. I have a couple underlying conditions. I know, I can get around websites and whatnot. Absolutely atrocious. I can't imagine being an ugly person, not that familiar with technology, trying to do this. I can't even imagine it. Unbelievable.
Wow. Who do you blame?
Massachusetts leadership, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're going to pass the buck and say it's federal government not allocating enough vaccines, but they've been nothing but reactive and not proactive with this whole thing. It's absolutely awful.
Yeah, you know, after Charlie Parker left National Panhandler Radio today, he was probably in the car going, "Damn, I wish Trump had been reelected now. I could be blaming him, and everyone would be cheering me." But he can't blame Dementia Joe. Dementia Joe came in and there were no vaccines, even though he'd been vaccinated himself a few days before. There were no vaccines when he got the last one. He got the only vaccine that there was in the whole United States of America, apparently. Thanks for the call, Steve. Susan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Yeah. I work at a continuing care retirement community, and so independent, assisted living, skilled care. We've had our residents in healthcare and the staff vaccinated since early December, and just recently, in one day, from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m., they vaccinated nearly 500 people.
And where was this?
Without a glitch.
Where was it? New Hampshire.
New Hampshire? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, New Hampshire's got its problems, and it's trending blue, but it's not as totally gone as Massachusetts, though, Susan. That's the difference. 844-500-4242, 603. We somehow figured out how to send out 150 million mail-in ballots. We can't get people vaccinated. I know. Exactly. That's the... But, you know, the thing was that everybody has to get a vaccination. You know, the mail-in, 150 million mail-in ballots can be handled by a few hundred people because they know what everybody's thinking, right? Someone else is saying, too, think of all the people that have to give themselves shots every day or who have given themselves shots, who know how to administer a vaccination. Whether you don't have to have diabetes to know how to give yourself an injection. You know, if you had to give yourself a belly shot, you know, for infections after an operation, like I did. I know how to give myself a shot. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
I just said, why doesn't Kim just show his cell phone? Apparently he did this morning on the local Fox affiliate in New York. This is from Red State. Thanks to the texter for the heads up. During the interview, the anchor asked him to prove that Cuomo had made the phone calls in question, meaning the multiple phone calls on Saturday. He started on Thursday night trying to get him to change his story and threatening to destroy him, asking him if he was a lawyer. Unfortunately for the New York governor, Representative Kim brought the receipts, holding up his call history on live TV for everyone to see. Cuomo and company called him multiple times. Kim pulls out his phone and reveals Cuomo, that's the quote, followed by several no IDs and staff text messages contacting him. So, I guess we know who's telling the truth, huh? And it's not baby Doc Cuomo. Now joining us with the news is Grace.
Howie, speaking of Andrew Cuomo, did you hear about the new rule that's being reinstated at CNN? You're never going to guess this one.
Is this Cuomo, the Cuomo rule?
Fredo will not be covering his brother.
Yeah. I heard that yesterday. Yeah.
It wouldn't be ethical, Howie.
I know.
It wouldn't be fair. It wouldn't be right.
I know. I heard Rod Blagojevich today was on Newsmax, and he was comparing the Cuomo's appearances, as we have for a long time now, to the Smothers Brothers back in the 60s. The only difference being the Smothers Brothers were actually amusing and humorous.
Yeah, yeah. They had a better shtick than, like, the giant Q-tip or whatever that was supposed to be. The whole joke was that Andrew Cuomo has a big nose, which I don't even think he has one. I didn't get it at all. But maybe I just don't know comedy like the Cuomo brothers do. Howie, I wanted to talk not about the Ted Cruz situation, which people probably have heard. Ted Cruz went to Cancun. Now he's back. It was like the worst walk of shame watching him stroll his little bag back through the airport. But what all I wanted to say was, the reason I'm mostly mad at Ted Cruz is because he gave the networks an excuse to bring back Beto.
I know.
And that, for me, is just, that is a big no-no. You do not give Beto an in with these networks. And that's what he did.
No. No, they had a painful romantic breakup when his campaign crashed and burned, but now they're trying to pick up the pieces.
Yeah,
the networks are getting Beto on the rebound.
He'll have another Vanity Fair cover and a white collared shirt before you can even, you know, think otherwise. Let's play a couple of these cuts here. This is Beto, otherwise known as Robert Francis O'Rourke, on TV today. This is cut, I believe he was on Morning Joe. This is cut 26.
There is no incentive or mandate to have on hand additional generating capacity for extreme weather events like this one, which, as you know, Nicole, are only going to become more likely, more frequent, and more intense and more deadly as the climate continues to change, thanks to our emissions and excesses and our inaction in the face of what is happening.
Does he really think this is a winning platform to run for governor of Texas next
especially
year?
Right now? Imagine seeing that. But Howie, did you see the other cut? And I apologize, Taylor, because I think it's probably in my cuts. But did you see what I played today in my show about what Chuck Todd said?
Oh, I did. Yeah, it's going to force. It's so cold, they're going to be forced to wear masks. Yeah, what a jerk.
The only upside here is, I assume, the cold weather motivates people to wear a mask because it's one extra layer on your face.
The smugness of these people. Like, they don't have empathy for anyone.
We're going to have on a guy from Climate Depot. You may have seen him on TV, Mark Morano, I believe his name is, to talk about, you know, this thing. It's like challenging their religion when you tell them that wind power is really not coming through in a big way in the Lone Star State of Texas this week. You know, they get excited and they start yelling on TV. I mean, you know, Allison Camerata is now an expert on energy.
Well, it's funny because their argument is like, no, we didn't invest enough. I think AOC's point was, if we had the Green New Deal, this would not have happened. This is what happens when you don't care enough about wind, you know, windmills and turbines or whatever they're called. It's an interesting argument to make. I don't know if the people who are freezing right now in Texas are buying that, but, you know, who knows? Maybe it works for some people. I also, speaking of that, we might as well play Jen Psaki's comment on this, Howie. I'm just going through your cut sheet here like crazy. Let's play cut 8.
Been some inaccurate accusations out there. I'm not sure if former Secretary Perry made these, but that it was the fit that that suggested that renewables caused failures in Texas's power grid. And actually, numerous reports have actually shown the contrary, that it was failures in coal and natural gas that contributed to the state's power shortages. And officials at the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, which operates the state's power grid, have gone so far as to say that failures in wind and solar were the least significant factors in the blackouts. I know that wasn't exactly your question, but I just wanted to convey that since there's been a lot of confusion about.
I just wanted to convey that very fake news to you.
No, exactly. And Howie, I find it so interesting because you'll notice that when Biden did his town hall on Tuesday and they were asking about what Jen Psaki said about opening schools, having one day a week, he said, oh, that was a miscommunication. And then she gets out there and she starts clarifying things that she thinks are miscommunication. Like, she tried to clarify Biden's comments on China. So they're both clarifying.
Grace, you got to use the new word. This is the word the New York Times used when it decided that the Capitol Police officer hadn't actually been killed after reporting this for weeks, hundreds of times.
Oh, I know what it is.
Again, they didn't retract. They didn't correct. They didn't clarify. They updated.
She updated.
You update now, Grace. Come on.
She updated Biden's comments on cultural norms. This is cut 7.
President, the full context of his comments was also about how during his conversation with President Xi, he talked about the values of the United States, and that the fact is that even when you are communicating with another world leader and you're having a tough conversation, we can't, our values and our priorities, whether it's human rights as it relates to the Uyghurs and what they have suffered through, or the freedom of press or media, they can't take a back seat. And so the context of his comments were that those are issues he's going to continue to raise.
So she's giving context on his comments, and then when he does the town hall, he's saying that she's miscommunicating about the schools. So who are we supposed to believe? I feel like Dr. Fauci, my head is spinning.
Our values. It's pretty funny to hear someone speaking for the Bidens about values.
She's giving
context. Values is how much are we going to charge, and how much is the big guy going to get?
Exactly. And Howie, I never got to this week because of all other news, but it is a pretty big story. Do you remember John Sullivan, the videographer for the Capitol?
Yes, I do. He got $70,000 from CNN and NBC.
Yeah, he was paid big money. This is from the Washington Examiner.
That's in a court filing. That's in a court filing. I got that in front of me.
Yeah. And every day I was like, oh, I got to read this story. But I mean, there's just so much sound to get to. But a self-styled leftist activist and insurgent USA leader, his name is John Sullivan. He was paid tens of thousands of dollars.
He's from Utah. He's facing trial in Utah for a riot last summer.
So this is how the money breaks down. And his lawyer was the one who submitted this. It was invoices from major broadcasters. $35,000 from CNN. $35,000 from NBC Universal Media. $5,000 updated payment for footage of the siege on the Capitol on Showtime's The Circus inside the greatest political show on earth. You'll notice that none of these are programs we watch. And $2,375 from an Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
Yes, shortly after he cashed his check, he was indicted by a grand jury on 6 charges, including obstruction of an official proceeding, civil disorder, and disorderly conduct.
It's amazing. He made big bucks out of this. And they were so eager. Like, remember he was on Anderson Cooper? They were so eager to just put him right out there and
get
his story.
We have a videographer here who was cheering, and the videographer was screaming, we got to get this bleep burned. It's our house, mother bleepers. We're getting this bleep, he added.
You sound like Dr. Evil. It's our house, mother bleepers. Hey, guys, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I absolutely love my new RAV4 XLE that I got at Toyota of Portsmouth. It's the best car, has the best features, but the best part of it was the process of leasing it. There's no stress. There's no pressure. Everybody at Toyota is fabulous. So they're located just south off the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them Grace sent you. Howie, I also wanted to read you, speaking of Ted Cruz, these tweets from Bette Midler. She said she was tweeting about what's happening in Texas, and you know who she blamed?
Donald J. Trump.
She actually blamed God. Well, she took it one step further. She thinks God's punishing
them. Cuomo has blamed God
Jane Fonda thanked God for the virus because she thought it was God's gift. But this is what Bette Midler tweeted. Inept is the wrong word. Hateful, vicious, cruel might all apply. I feel for the people suffering through this weather, but God doesn't seem to like Ted Cruz or John Cornyn. These two are also never recognized that Joe won. If this isn't payback, I don't know what is. If you have to say, I feel for the people suffering through this weather, but you're Trump deranged. You don't always have to add a but into everything.
So a texter is just noticing that isn't there a bit of an irony that Beto O'Rourke is talking about global warming when his home state is freezing in the dark? He's talking about climate change. Wait, what planet is this guy? Is he eating dirt again? Beto can't even eat dirt because it's frozen in Texas.
I just think of how Beto over the last couple of months has probably been like staring in the mirror, just going, what happened? I was supposed to be the gun czar. What happened? And then he gets word that Ted Cruz is in Cancun. Total ridiculous error by Ted Cruz. But Beto must have been like, this is, honey, I'm going back to D.C. This is my shot. He must have been ecstatic.
What a fool, though. Next thing he's going to do is say Bob Wills is not the king.
Do you want to play one more from Beto before I go, Howie?
Sure.
It's really tempting. I know. It's a good offer. This is Cut 28.
If these folks are not held accountable, Ted Cruz is not expelled, he's not forced to resign, then what you have done is you have set the precedent that it is okay to try to overturn an election, to try to overturn our government.
Can we stop talking in such dramatic fashion?
You mean like the Russian collusion hoax, Beto?
Exactly. And Howie, I don't know if you heard this. This is the last thing I'll tell you. This is an actual headline from the Washington Post today. This is from Paul Waldman. Let's worry less about catching Biden in a gotcha. That's what they're calling them now. Lies are now gotchas. In a gotcha over his COVID promises. And more about whether his administration is actually succeeding.
Well, Glenn Kessler, the Pinocchio boy, the fact checker, he was making the same point. He was attacking Kayleigh McEnany during the town hall when she was pointing out that every 5 minutes Biden had a new story about how many vaccines there were.
He said that people who were outraged they looked silly. And then later he gave a guide on how, you know, us boomer rubes can figure out whether something's a lie or a gotcha.
Did the Washington Post look silly when it was running those fake stories all those years? How about the fake story about the Russians were hacking into the Eastern U.S. power grid, and it turned out it was a guy checking his email in Vermont?
Did they
look silly when they ran that? Did Glenn Kessler look silly when he said that Fred Trump, Donald Trump's father, made this anti-black ad when he wanted to run for mayor, and it was actually a parody ad, which basically said it was a parody ad right on it? But Glenn Kessler he looked pretty silly when he said that.
Howie, enough of these anecdotes.
I know. It's just, these are just gotcha moments.
They're just verbal stumbles. Okay? There was another one. There was verbal stumbles, gotcha moments. He misspoke. And there might be another one. I can't remember. Context. Taken out of context. What he really meant was...
You know, I tell you, Charlie Baker wishes that he had not stumbled when he said that there are 600 million vaccines enough to vaccinate 300 Americans. Because if he only had enough to vaccinate 300 Americans, that would let Charlie out of the doghouse, right?
The website wouldn't have crashed.
it wouldn't have been his fault.
My hair's on fire about the whole thing. I can't even begin to tell you how pissed off I am.
Oh. Self-pity is not good box office. By the way, we've got up on our website, we've got Holly Robichaud's column about it, and we've also got the actual picture of the octopus.
I saw the question mark. When you said it during at the end of my show, I went to the computer and Googled it. It's a cute little octopus.
I was thinking, you know, when Charlie Parker leaves, if he waits till 2023, I would throw a mask at him. But now I think everyone should throw masks at him when he leaves. But, you know, maybe someone should dress up as an octopus as he takes the long walk down the steps to Beacon Street.
I'm not sure the image is that iconic yet.
But it will be.
It might get lost.
I think it will be very quickly.
Howie, I know someone who could dress up as an octopus.
Who is that?
You.
I could be an octopus.
For 50 bucks, I would do it.
Yeah. That would be fun to be an octopus at the, in the Hall of Flags.
You can carry a bucket
just,
of ink.
And you could just
you.
Run towards him. You could just run towards him with your all your whatever they call, what do you call them? The tentacles.
Yeah.
Going in any direction. Okay, thank you, Grace.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Howie.
It. February is recognized as American Heart Month. But talking about supporting heart health isn't enough. Nearly half of all U.S. adults have heart health concerns. We're hearing a lot about cancer these days with Rush and now Bob Dole. But more people die from heart disease than are killed by cancer. More people die from heart disease than anything else. You have to take care of yourself. You have to lose weight. You have to eat right. You have to exercise. And another thing you could do to protect your heart and make it work better is to take Super Beats Heart Chews. Just two Super Beats Heart Chews per day. I'm holding it up for the social media. Give you the cardiovascular support and promote the heart healthy energy you need every day. I just took one as the show was beginning. It gave me a little boost of energy. I feel better now. And I know my it helps my blood pressure, my circulation. Super Beats Heart Chews combines non-GMO beets and clinically researched grapeseed extract shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. In addition to a healthy diet and exercise, supplementing your efforts with Super Beats Heart Chews to your daily routine is an easy decision to make to support healthy blood pressure and heart health. I have one when I get up in the morning before I go out on my bike ride, and I have one now at this time of day, and I always feel better when I do, and they taste great. They're just they're wrapped in foil like candy. And now, when you buy a bag of Super Beats Heart Chews, like I'm holding in my hand, you get a second one for 50% off, plus free shipping when you make your purchase at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
Joining us now on the line is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. Kevin, the unemployment rate unexpectedly went up today. A lot of unexpectedlies in the news. What's happening?
Howie, how about that? The confidence is still not there with businesses hiring back because they're not able to run their businesses full bore. Like, we need to open up the economy. And my fear is later in during the year, second, third, fourth quarter, when you start to see companies' earnings, the jobless numbers are going to go higher because companies are not going to bring these people back. In fact, worse yet, companies are going to start laying off people because they've been able to keep them on the payroll because of the PPP monies that were put out there. When that starts to dry up and all of a sudden businesses aren't running full force, people are going to get additionally laid off.
What should people do, Kevin? What do you suggest? What can the listeners do to get some financial tips from you?
Well, one thing I'd like to mention today and talk about a little bit is taxes. I just did a TV show, which is what I'm giving away today, by the way. I was just down in Charlotte with a good buddy of mine, Phil Capriotti, who's a tax expert. And the show, we talked about the income tax rates going up by as much as 50% here in the United States because of the debt. And the other thing, we just got notice in the state of Maine, the legislators in the state of Maine are proposing a 36% increase in personal income tax rates, if you can believe. It's unprecedented what's going on. And you know what? At the end of the day, they're coming after the people that have money and assets by way of income taxes. So my giveaway today, if somebody wants to call up, they can call 1-800-989-9100. I'm going to be able to send them the link with the new show that I just did last week in Charlotte, North Carolina, with my buddy Phil Capriotti, who's a tax expert.
Okay, and what's the number again if they want to get the video on taxes?
Yeah, it's 1-800-989-9100. Again, it's a 30-minute show. We can send that link over. Brand new recorded TV show.
Okay, they should have known this was coming, shouldn't they, Kevin? Thank you. That's Kevin Frisbee, financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie.